timing makes any dancer look good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Timing makes any dancer look good. Timing is a matter of footwork, a matter of mental work, a matter of feeling the music, feeling the beat of the music, feeling the tempo of the music, and sort of flowing with it. Now, you don't have to be up dancing to be dancing. You can be dancing in your heart and your foot tapping away and your heart feeling da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you just feel wonderful and good inside because you're always dancing. We sometimes forget that. We're always dancing. Our heart is beating, boom, boom, and it beats to the rhythm of what's going on around us or what's going on within us. And when we have a beautiful dance music going on around us or within us, we just feel wonderful. And we sort of tap our feet and go along with the flow of whatever the music is. Daniel Vanetti was showing us his salsa dancing, and he became quite good at salsa dancing, and he loved it very much and enjoyed it very much. And I kind of think the salsa dancing was more to get him out with girls than it was to do anything else. But he also learned to be a good dancer in the process. And because he learned to be a good dancer, he got out with the girls very well. But he loved his dancing so much that his dancing became a professional art with him, and he would dance with anybody else. And if they were not a good salsa dancer, if they were not good at dancing the dance he was dancing, he felt a sort of disdain for them, a sort of a haughtiness toward them because he was superior. Now, you say, well, Daniel would never do that, anything like that. We all do. We all do. We all feel superior to other people who have not got the beat, who do not have the rhythm, who do not have the music that is being played or that should be played or that you're supposed to be played. Oftentimes I get up with Ingeborg and I will dance with her and get her to straighten up and fly right and dance, and she just floats along beautifully and she just dances wonderfully, and I lead her as a man and she follows as a woman, and we just dance beautifully together and just have a lovely time. Now, what sort of music are we dancing to? Sometimes we're dancing to music that we have on our disc player, and sometimes we're dancing to music that's in our hearts. But as I walk around the meditation path, I'm dancing around that path. I'm dancing around that path. I do not have the slightest idea that I'm walking the distance that I'm walking. I look, standing on one mountaintop and looking over to the other, and I say, I'll be over there in a few minutes, or I'll be over there in a few minutes, and but I don't see myself walking that distance. Because as I'm walking that distance, I'm doing my affirmations, or I'm listening to my takes of my talks on my iPod, my iPhone, and it's a wonderful thing. And I just walk along and the time zips away and I'm into this meditative spirit and I'm into the tempo of my walk. And I'm using these walking sticks like they have in Europe for cross-country skiing, the ski poles. And so I have two ski poles and I walk every morning with those two ski poles. Well, before I started using the ski poles, my biceps were sort of flabby, and they were nothing to write home about. And then I started using them. And so now I've been using the ski poles every day for quite a few months. And I can take my hand now, and I can feel my bicep. I can feel it where I didn't feel it before. And I really wasn't doing it for that purpose. I was just doing it for the purpose of being in the rhythm, being in the dance, being in the flow. And it's such a wonderful thing. My sticks go out and back and forth and back and out and back, and I'm dancing with my sticks. My sticks are the other person, you might say. It's a wonderful thing because it's such a beautiful and a happy time. Timing makes any dancer look good. And so, as I'm walking and I'm in perfect beat, perfect rhythm, perfect timing, I look good. people look at me and think, oh, you're a cross-country skier. You do that so beautifully. You do that so nicely. Yes. And Rex walks along with me, and I sometimes have him on the leash and sometimes not, but when I have him on the leash, he stays at the right side. He stays off of my walking path. And I walk with my sticks, and I have his leash on my wrist, and he just comes along just as wonderful as can be. He says, I like dancing with you, Dad. I like walking with you because it's such a wonderful thing. You have such a good attitude of mind. You're always having positive thoughts. You're always having good vibrations. I just feel those vibrations about you. I feel them. I feel the melody. I feel the dance. I feel it all. And he doesn't really care to go running off unless I let him loose. And then he goes running off and checking on different things if I let him go. He is in the dance with me, and he's in the timing of my dance. When I say, okay, go, then he goes. If I say, okay, come, then he comes. I have danced on stage quite a bit when I was a young man, and my wife and I were in the Wauwatosa Corollaires and other organizations where we would dance and be professional dancers. And we had quite a good time. And as we would dance, we'd dance on television, and people would remark about how nice we danced and how nice the group was that we were with and so forth. And we were nice and we were good because we had a good timing, a good tempo. Our timing makes any dancer good, and we looked good because we had good timing. And Faith and I would dance around and just float around the dance floor and just have such a wonderful time, and it was always good. I went on a cruise with Ellen, and as I went on this cruise, she said, yeah, let's go up and watch the dancers. Let's go up and do this. Let's go up and do that. Now, at no time did she say to me, let's go up and dance. I'm going to dance. Herb, you want to dance with me? And I would say yes or no, and then we'd dance. But the thing is, she never asked. Well, women don't ask. Men are supposed to ask women to dance. Well, what sort of nonsense is that? If a woman wants to dance, she should say, come on, let's dance. And most wives do that, too. And Ellen's not my wife, so perhaps she feels she had no right to ask me. But yet Ellen asked me, let's go to dinner. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. She has no qualms about asking me things that she wants to do. She should ask me to dance when she wants to dance. And when she wants to dance, we dance. Because it's her package then. If I dance well, then it's her choice because she asked me. If I dance poorly, it's her choice because she asked me. But if she asked me, like when I whistle for Rex, and I give him the three whistles, and Rex comes happily to my side, if she would ask me, like the three whistles, and say, Herb, let's go dance, and I'd say, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's go and dance. And then we'd go out and dance. But what happens when we get on the floor? Is she going to be saying, I want to dance this way and I want to dance that way? Or is she going to say, Herb, you lead? And then I would lead and we'd have a wonderful dance. Now, if she'd say, Herb, I want to lead. And I'd say, well, I've never really learned how to be a good follower on dancing. So perhaps we can find a gentleman for you who knows how to be a good follower. If we always play the role that we want to play, well, the role is a woman shouldn't ask a man to go dancing. Well, that's another story. I am saying, if I learn how to dance as a lead, as a man, then that's how I know how to dance. And if a woman learns how to dance as a lead because there are not too many men around, then she sometimes runs into trouble unless she finds another woman to dance with who wants to be the woman in the dancing. Learning how to move with the music, learning how to just flow with the music, it makes all the difference in the world. It makes all the fun in the world. And if we will learn how to move and flow with all of the lovely things that we're doing, we'll find that dancing is indeed a lot of fun. It's not really knowing the dance so much, but it's knowing how to let yourself go and follow the music. Follow the timing of the music. Listen to the music in your heart and just sort of move with it back and forth. And as you do, then you'll be in harmony with your partner. You'll be in harmony with whatever you want to do. You don't have to dance perfect. Oh, you dance so good. No, you float so good to the music. You got rhythm. It's not that you know how to dance. You got rhythm. You know what you're doing. You're dancing beautifully. You're flowing beautifully. It's the timing. How is your timing? How is your timing with the rhythm? Do you dance beautifully? Do you love to dance to the music that you're here? If you do, then you're having fun. And that's what it's all about. Timing makes any dancer look good. Little child gets out there and dances to the music. He dances to the music. She dances to the music. They haven't the biggest idea about the foxtrot or the waltz or what have you, but they dance to the music, and you look at them and say, look how well they dance. And what dance are they dancing? They're dancing the dance of joy. They're dancing the dance of happiness. They're dancing the dance of rhythm to the music. So you see, all dancing, really, is to the rhythm of the music. And if you don't have the rhythm of the music, it doesn't matter whether you dance all the famous dances of the world. You're not dancing at all because you're not listening to the music that's being played. But when you listen to the music being played, you can do anything and look good and have fun. Dance with me, okay? I love you. I love you. I love you.